Our next speaker is Jamie San Andreas, a Fresno State student.
Hey everybody, I'm just gonna share a little bit about myself, why I'm here today. My entire life, I have known, I have breathed, and lived injustice. My father fled his country to abandon poverty, and my mother had to flee hers to end a domestic violent relationship. I come from a family who had to flee from the unjust consequences of what today is known as the beauty of society's global patriarchal, capitalistic, economic anarchic administration of a few urban elite who claim to represent the masses. I am not only product of this injustice, but have had to face it, live it, breathe it, and learn how to fight against it myself from an early age. And whether it be the racism of schools and teachers and students to having barely enough money to put on the table to get food, to pay rent, to pay my bills, and to pay my tuition here. In essence, the poverty and injustices I've come to know throughout my life are a reflection of the poverty of the masses in a capitalistic society, and I'm sick. I'm fed up with the system. Of pretending that everything is okay when it isn't. I am sick and tired of hearing the repression and racism my father has to face at his job, or to listen to my mother's fear in asking for a dignified salary. I'm sick and tired of seeing the tired look in my friend's eyes from working three jobs to sustain her family and her education. I am sick and tired of listening to my professors' lives falling apart before their eyes as everything is lost. I am sick and tired of listening to high school students' dreams, knowing that they will be lost as well behind a McDonald's counter. I am sick and tired of seeing workers' tired faces as their workload increases. And I'm sick and tired of humiliating myself to beg for your disgusting money. Feel the same, that you can sincerely look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that your feet aren't tired, that your mind isn't exhausted and worrisome, that your heart is empty because you don't even have the time to share with your loved ones, because we are slaves to a system of debt and survival. And as you all listen today, I ask not for your sympathy. I ask for the very recognition that the state is a failure. And the masses must, and let me repeat, we must unite to fight the struggle that bounds us all. The time has come for us to liberate our minds from the chains of dogma, liberate our voices to passionate outbursts of anger, liberate our bodies and souls to break the shackles that have enslaved our lives since our recollection. The time has come to say, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Hell no.
No, our voices will not be silenced. You will not tell us what to think or what to do, because we are capable of thinking for ourselves and making decisions for ourselves. And we are not going to go away. We are not going to go away. We are not going.